Nolte, hashtag fire Chris Hayes trends after MSNBC host covers assault allegation against Joe Biden. By John Nolte on April 30, 2020. MSNBC's Chris Hayes gave Tara Reid's credible assault allegation against Joe Biden a few minutes of airtime on Wednesday. And now he's facing a hashtag fire Chris Hayes hashtag and accusations of being a Russian spy. If I may digress for just a moment. How pathetic is MSNBC when Chris Hayes, of all people, is the network's first anchor to cover the Reid story? Hayes is an admitted opinion host. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, Brian Williams, and Chuck Todd all pretend to be objective journalists, and all three refuse to cover Reid's allegations. All three are suppressing the news, are aiding in a cover-up of Reid's increasingly credible allegations. Anyway, here's the Hayes segment, which is basically a quick, informative rundown of where things are at. But because NBC News has molded its far-left audience into a mob of moronic snowflakes who freak out over actual news being reported when it's politically inconvenient, Hayes was brutalized on social media afterwards, including a hashtag fire Chris Hayes hashtag that quickly started to trend. Hayes is a worthless Bernie bro. Cancel him, screamed Bill Palmer of the Palmer Report. By the way, another word for cancel is blacklist. Palmer then called for Hayes to be fired. The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald, who is nothing close to a Trump supporter, blasted MSNBC for its role in having cultivated this kind of audience, one that cannot psychologically handle the reporting of a legitimate news story. Chris Hayes has been one of the media's most virulent, relentless and arguably effective Trump critics, an all-consuming loathing for the president. Greenwald writes, but hashtag fire Chris Hayes was trending because he covered the sex assault allegations against Biden. Shows what MSNBC has cultivated. Also, with this completely deranged backlash against it, Chris Hayes for the crime of covering what a news story, one that just happens to be unfavorable to Dems. Greenwald added, you see the extreme career incentives for cable hosts never to tell their audiences anything they don't want to hear. Things got especially crazy when Hayes was accused of being a Russian operative, which is the only possible explanation for why a guy who anchors a program on a cable news network would report the news. Obviously, the left is terrified of this story. Reid's allegations continue to gain credibility, while Biden continues to act like a man with something to hide, a man guilty of sexually assaulting this woman. And so, one way to punish the left-wing media is to drag them on Twitter as a warning to other so-called journalists that there will be repercussions unless you agree to suppress politically inconvenient news. I doubt, though, that fear of social media is why Chuck Todd, Brian Williams, and Andrea Mitchell refuse to cover this story, why they continue to aid and abet Biden's cover-up. My guess is that trio of fake journalists are just as angry at Hayes for daring to cover the Reid allegations as all those hashtag fire Chris Hayes folks. Today's media are just that corrupt and broken. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.